What's the idea? Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hey, so we're on this autopsy and toxicology services.
Yes, sir.
Did that go out for bid?
Yes.
Did we have a bid opening and a presentation down here?
I don't know about that. Nikki handled all that. We sent it out, and the only thing that I know of she got back was just some phone calls back from Southwest Forensics, and then they ended up getting together on a contract that they already had with another county and sent it to Nikki, and that was the last that I knew of it, that they had sent it back to her.
Real quick, just so you know, we're we're in session, we're live on air, and you have, anyway, just FYI, I guess we can agree to this contract. I'm sure Travis is aware of.
So basically, you know, the reason for the contract, we've never had a contract with them for 20-something years we've been using them, but Nikki, you know, we'd come across where we had done a handful of autopsies in the 90-day rolling period. So, obviously, we exceeded that $6,000 limit.
Using more.
So, you know, Nikki wanted something, Travis wanted something in place, just a contract with them so that we can exceed that $6,000 limit when necessary and not run into trouble anymore.
That's the deal. And the reason I think Nikki would have caught that is because if we go past that in that period, we have to go out for bid.
Right.
So did this go out for bid and nobody bid on it?
Well, the issue is, Brandon, that there's nobody to bid on it. I mean, Southwest Missouri Forensics is really the only pathologist that's even reasonable for us to think about. There's one in Kansas and there's one in Little Rock.
Then we would then we would declare it a sole source.
No, we wouldn't declare sole source. We would have
accepted
the bid.
Yeah, we would have had to have something on it. You see what we mean, Tony, is that the statute requires if we pay that amount out in the 90-day period, we have to have gone out for bid.
Okay.
But you're saying it did go out for bid.
They did put it out she did put that bid out, but there's really nobody to bid against them. I mean,
but nobody bid on it.
Typically,
the issue we're running into is typically is brought before us, and it's announced or it's said that, you know, there's only one bidder on this, and then we can either reject all bids and go back out, or we can accept the one bid. I don't know that we did that process. So that's the confusion, and that's the reason for our concern.
Is Nikki here today?
Sure.
We can find out from Nikki if we forgot.
I think Nikki would be a better source to know for sure. I don't want to misquote it. What I feel like happened was she sent it out for bid. The bid, she asked me for some of the verbiage to put in it, and I gave her like a one-page contract, basically. And whenever Southwest Missouri received it, it was 11 pages, and they were just really confused by it. And so they got back with Nikki, and they ended up sending a contract to Nikki, and Travis, I believe, felt like it was okay to go ahead and use that. That may be what you guys have. I don't know. Do you guys have anything from Nikki that you've seen?
We have an agreement in front of us.
Okay. That must be where they came. That's where they finally landed, I assume. Like I said, I haven't touched base with Nikki, so.
I've sent her an email. Text.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to wait to hear back from a couple people that we've reached out to. We can go from there. So, you guys have any other questions for Tony?
No.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks.
Bye.
Well, while we're waiting to hear back, do you want to go back?
All right, moving back down the agenda to agreement for law enforcement body cameras and related equipment.
I guess it mentions...
Okay. You can keep it.
It mentions a subscription software addendum and equipment purchase software license addendum,
yes.
But neither of those have been provided to the county that we're aware of.
Say that again.
My understanding is that...
Brad.
That there are subscription software addendum and equipment purchase and software license addendum that's referenced, but they've not been provided to the county that we're aware of.
Didn't we go out for bid on this, and wasn't a discussion of that in that?
Go for bid on the
body cameras.
This was a.
Or did we join on with another county?
We joined on with another county.
Yeah, and so that would be. Does this duplicate kind of what the agreement that they had?
I believe this is actually a sole source.
No, this one was the one you had.
We joined.
You used Green County, I think, maybe, or.
It was covered under some other agreement.
Take a 5-minute recess.
Yeah, we're going to do a 5-minute recess.
Okay.